to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Well, you have Carl Bott today, and Linda's on assignment. It's 7:06 in the morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567, 605-4567. I'm sure you're going to put that phone in your lap. I know you're going to want to make some phone calls today. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop into our chat room. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning, sir.
How are you today?
Had a good night's sleep. I said I'll ignore the electric bill and crank down the air.
Yeah, but you cranking down the air is, you know, to 85 isn't exactly.
I'm sure that the green police will be after me, but I took her down to 74 just so I could get a good night's sleep.
PG&E loves you doing 74. Just means is that there's more money that just passes through.
Yeah.
Have friends have PG&E, their house, which is not a huge house, $1,000 last month. I mean, we got slammed. We got hammered from REU, but nothing to like they did. So I say hammered for us, because we don't.
Well, during the day, we make do with the fans and all that, but nighttime, I had to get some sleep.
Well, Elk Killer doesn't like it just with fans. Elk Killer needs that little bit of coolness as she wanders through the house. Hey, let's go over to our Wells Fargo advisors because they know what's going on, and there's a lot of new stuff. So Susan Eastman, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are extending yesterday's gains. Investors are waiting word from the Fed this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 34 points at 17,090. The S&P 500 is positive 3 points at 1980. The NASDAQ Composite down fractionally at 44.39. The three most actively traded stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, Bank of America, up 23 cents at 1580. Advanced Micro Devices, positive 13 cents at 477. J.P. Morgan Chase up $1.92 at $58.21. For local stocks of interest, PG&E up 24 cents at $47.16. PepsiCo off 37 cents, trading at $90.71. AT&T positive 12 cents at $35.98. Treasuries are a little changed with the 10-year Treasury note price yield 2.544%. And for commodities, gold is up $2 an ounce at $1,309. Silver up 8 cents at $21. And crude oil down $1.20, trading at $99 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708, 808, 908 in the morning to give you that type of information you just heard. What's going on, the hot stocks, the commodities, but also to kind of set the stage for you to give them a call at 243-7561, 243-7561. So that you can talk with them about investments, about what it's going to take to turn your life into maybe an easier life with investments that pay off. And Wells Fargo Advisors are right there to help you. Weather today, Bob. It's going to be just a cool day today.
Just to prove that all things are, in fact, relative, today is forecast to be cooler than yesterday. What that means is that it will only be 104 and miserable instead of 110 and even more miserable. Overnight lows will be in the 70s. Continued in the triple digits for the next couple of days under partly cloudy skies. No precipitation in sight. Currently at Reading, 74 degrees. And the forecast is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. 365-3793. Senior and veterans discounts at Shasta Gas Propane.
You know, the temperature. I was driving around town yesterday, and it went from anywhere from 109 to 116. 116.
Well, there's a thing called urban heat islands.
Yeah, but you know what? This was when I was – well, it could be, except this was when I was riding not in right in the town but outside. I mean, out toward – where Trader Joe's is.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going out that way. Yeah. You know, along that. So it isn't like you're surrounded by concrete and buildings.
Yeah, the asphalt does hold a lot.
Well, 115 degrees. But then you go on down, it drops to 111, then down to 109, and then up to 108. Or down to 108. But, I mean, I actually saw in my car yesterday 116.
Yep.
There's something wrong about that. That's just not right.
People who've lived here for a very long time will tell you about the summer of 88. The August from hell, it was appropriately known as. Every single day in August of 88 was 100 plus, and there were 10 straight days of 110 plus. It was not fun.
Dugan Barr had some pointed questions for the police department in a Speak Your Peace article today. You remember the lady that was Haley? I think Haley was killed by on her motorcycle by that woman. Okay, you knew her. Well, she just the woman just came up for court time.
This is going to enrage me.
Oh yeah, you ready? Wait, let me find it here. This is out of our record searchlight, which is kind of a cool place at times. Okay, the woman who was arraigned Monday on charges in connection, it's being heard in Shasta County Superior Court. Judge James Ruggiero is headed to a settlement conference October 6th into trial November 12th. At the last week's preliminary hearing, Judge Gregory Gall ruled that he did not see sufficient evidence to prosecute Anderson on a second-degree murder charge. On Monday, he recused himself from the case. Now, I read that first because if you remember what happened was Haley was driving along on her motorcycle legally going down the street. This woman, allegedly on meth and other drugs, ran the stoplight and ran into her, and she went into a coma, even though she was wearing a helmet. She went into had severe head injuries and went into a coma, and then they took her off life support because she was brain dead. And it was the Haley Riggins. So you remember what happened after that? They had there was a problem up there when they did a ceremony, a memorial ceremony for Haley, and there were some problems. And police were called, but then calmed down. Well, there's also talk to saying is that there was some kind of gang memberships, not Haley, but some of the people that were involved in this. Anyway, they put out there was a big memorial. Did you see it, Bob? You drive home every day on it. So did you see put out there? Well, it was stolen. Did you know that? All that stuff was stolen. So somebody went out and spray painted, a memorial to Haley.
On the street and the sidewalk. And
well, now
I have mixed feelings.
Well, okay. But still it was done. So this is what happened, according to Dugan Barr, who is a respected lawyer in our town, albeit a little liberal, but still, if I was going to get in trouble, he's one of the guys that I would call.
Only slightly to the left of Karl Marx.
Oh, no, don't say that. We don't know that. I'm just saying this, he's more liberal than you are, okay? But if you're in trouble, is Dugan Barr one of the guys that you at least have in that top five?
He makes a good argument.
He makes a good argument. All right. Okay, I'm not... Anyway, what happened is then there was, that accident that was killed. Anyway, it seems like the police decided they needed to look for the person that did that, did all the paint spraying. They got a search warrant for the young man's house, the one who, was the fiancé of Haley, who, by the way, was back in New York because his mother, dealing with the efforts of helping settle his mother's estate, who'd been killed by another driver going the wrong way down a street, killed her. So he was there, and the police came with a search warrant to search the home he had shared with them, and they came to search for paint.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't there. They took they took some kind of device and broke open the door and then searched the house. And they got and this is according to Mr. Barr, there was a gun safe on the premises, so they called for an expert to come in and open the safe, and at least some of them waited around. There were six of them in there to take part in the search.
And these were guys off the street.
And so so they waited for a couple hours to get the safe open. And why did they open up the safe? To search for paint. Okay. Now,
personally, I try not to keep my paint with my other things.
Yeah. So why get a search warrant at all? The guy repairs and paints motor vehicles, so he's going to have paint. Second, suppose he was the guy who painted the city's property, and I'm not saying he is. He had just lost his mother and the mother of his child in less than 6 months to accidents caused by others. What jury would convict? What jury would publish? Why would we go in looking for paint in this guy's house? Are we look? Was that just a cover for because they're looking for something else?
One wonders, if they weren't looking for something else, is this a wise use of limited resources?
Would you do that? I don't know. Good question.
Inquiring mind wants to know.
No, I think, you know what, it's a, you know, maybe they were looking for something else, but that's not what the warrant said. But I guess if you're looking for paint, anything you can find in a place where there's paint and it's illegal, you get to keep, right? I mean, you can charge them on that. If you're looking for an elephant, and you've got to look in places where an elephant can be, like the garage. You can't look in a hallway closet for an elephant because an elephant wouldn't be in there. But if you say paint's in there and you look inside there and you find a machine gun, I'm not saying any of this. I'm just talking about on just search warrants. Isn't that the way it works?
If they find something illegal, you need a lawyer to figure this one out.
No, I'm not. So maybe somebody will call and tell me. All right, here we got to take a break here. Carl Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. You know what? This portion of the show has been brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst, a veteran, and does outstanding work. He guarantees his work. He's located down on Market Street. And he'll fix either chips or cracks out past way over 24 inches in length. And if he doesn't do the job, you get your money back. Again, 3208 South Market Street. Give them a call, 241-8373.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
This is awesome, Uncle Vince.
Are you ready to make your first Mary's delivery?
Yeah, what are we delivering?
You can order anything off Mary's menu for delivery. So we have spaghetti with meatballs, tortellini, bruschetta, chicken parmigiana, gnocchi.
Shh. Eyes on the road. Hands at 10 and 2.
10 and 2?
Test the horn.
I'm not going to test the horn.
Horn check.
Thanks for testing the horn. It works.
How's the engine temperature?
It's fine.
Maybe I should check on the meatballs, in case they're rolling around back there.
No.
This is a pretty nice car. This isn't your car, is it?
Yeah, this is my car.
Really? Huh. Wow, wouldn't have guessed that.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Ted Leidy here with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Are you tired of renewing your CCW in a boring classroom with the same old worn-out curriculum? Make the change this year to NFI's Range Renewal Program. Renew your CCW permit on a live range with NRA-certified instructors. You need 100 cartridges and the desire to become a better marksman. Find out more by calling NFI at 999-1822 or register on the web at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture-retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Hi, this is Patrick Wallner from Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your barefoot plumber. Let's talk about water conservation for a moment. We are all blessed to live in such a beautiful and bountiful area of California. If your home was built before the early 1990s, chances are that many of your water-using fixtures in your home do not meet today's strict water-conserving codes or standards. Give us a call at 223-5622 or look us up online at www.wallnerplumbing.com to discuss your water usage and simple ways to help conserve this precious resource.
Look for Wallner online or in the Smart Yellow Pages.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Bott at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
All Welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. It is 7:20 in the morning, July the 15th. 530-605-4567 is our number. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 73 degrees, going to go up like 104 today. So it's not too bad. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, right across from Sierra Gibbs, across the road from Sierra Gibbs. State jewelry, trained watchmaker there and watch repairman. Any type of jewelry you can possibly imagine. Her state jewelry is a state jewelry of Leonard's is outstanding. And it's air conditioned in there, and you can stand in there, and he's got like free water. You can drink water and talk to him and stay where it's air conditioned also. Give him a call at 222-2750, but the deals you're going to get at Four Winds Jewelry are just simply outstanding. All right, let's go on to things. Bully Fire, 5,500 acres. It jumped a 48-foot fire, a fire break, 48 feet of fire break, and it jumped it. 8 homes, 10 outbuildings have been destroyed, 15% contained. The wind picked up yesterday, and Bob, I mean, when we look at these, we look at fires like this. This is, as long as we have this heat and the wind blowing like this, it's just, and the type of terrain, we might as well just let it burn. Is that right?
Well, we want to try to get it kept away from inhabited structures. Right now they have what can be termed a shaky containment around the fire, and unless something drastic happens, they'll continue to strengthen the lines and set some what they, you know, well, the old term was backfires. I forget what they call it now, but basically areas of controlled burning where there's and deny mm-hmm. the fire fuel to grow.
Right.
But the wind is always a wild card, and a sudden thunderstorm, which you would think would bring relief in the form of rain, that can be extremely dangerous for the firefighters. That's how a lot of firefighters get injured, is these thunderstorms. No, it's the downdraft. As the cloud builds and then collapses, there's a huge outpush of wind.
Oh, okay. And then the fire goes level to the ground instead of up?
And very fast.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, well, thank you for that. Is it time to find water abusers? People who are watering the concrete, car washing, fountains, landscaping, all these are listed in there as a possible time to start finding people if they're not using water wisely. I didn't see golf courses in there. I wonder why. I wonder if they would, and I wonder if they're going to come down the street and tell me to stop watering my, my front yard. I'm not, okay, stop watering my, or stop washing my car. I don't wash my car. I take it down someplace. And then, but you're going to let the all the streets in Palm Springs be watered like they usually do. I mean, is this something that's going to be is this going to be like, you know, straight across the board across the state, or is this they're leaving it up to communities? So some communities may not do anything; other communities may become veritable little Nazis out there. It's kind of like the homeowners association, the HOAs. You know, some of them are just okay. Hey, we're pretty reasonable about this. Others will come there and take your home away from you for a $43 bill. Let's go and we'll take a look at it. Buffalo Wild Wings are coming to town. Buffalo Wild Wings over in the Target Shopping Center. Frankly, I've never had Buffalo Wild Wings. I can't say this.
Having never seen a winged buffalo myself.
Maxwell's, right down the street from us here, right here on Market Street, has great wings, all different types of wings. If you really like wings, I like wings. Maxwell's has got great wings, and it's local. And you get a beer in there, too. Today, at 9 o'clock, or at some point after 9 o'clock, when the Board of Supervisors meets. Okay, boo, here's your chance to give it a call. You know, the people are out there already into the chat room. The Board of Supervisors are going to listen to geoengineering, geoengineering facts. Geoengineering is the word they're using for all the particulates in the air and it's in the ground. Other people have called it chemtrails because that is supposedly how it's launched. The particulates that are in the air and in the ground come from jet planes flying across the skies in crisscross patterns, and if you see them, and then you see the this is a contrail, but this got to be a chemtrail. This must be a chemtrail because it's spread out like that. The Board of Supervisors are actually going to listen to this presentation from them, and I applaud the Board of Supervisors for listening to it. But at the same time, they're listening to chemtrail presentation, and they didn't listen to the State of Jefferson presentation. I don't understand that. But then again, maybe this is going to be similar to the State of Jefferson presentation. It's only going to be like 3 minutes at a time. So anybody that's going to that today that has really got information on the presentation at the Board of Supervisors today at 9 o'clock or right after 9 o'clock after they get started, please give me a call or send me a chat room thing that says it's going to be a presentation or it's not going to be a presentation. It's just going to be a bunch of people out there talking to them like they did. In any case, it's on the agenda for the Board of Supervisors. All right. The situation on the border has gotten to the point where we're going to have a guest here next week that did a video down there. He's a documentary producer about what's happening on the border there, with having border patrolmen actually say, "Hey, look, we're being overrun here, and we're not doing our job. We're sitting here taking care of these people, and meanwhile, we have literally terrorists coming across the line and criminals." M13, all of this is happening down there. And what is happening again to the kids, to these children? You know, you have the fact is that they're being moved to different areas. They said, well, we were trying to put them with their families who may even be here illegally. Again, even though this has been going on for years and people, nobody said anything about it then. It was never at the level that it is now after they passed this DREAM Act. Families start pushing their kids forward so they could get there and that they could say, oh, I've been here for a long time. And I think it's under the age of 28 and if you've been here for a period of time, then you can get, you know, it's kind of your pathway to citizenship. They're pushing them across here. Now, though, because of the inactivity of the Obama administration, we've got a severe crisis on the border. And they're turning around and they can't even blame the Republicans on this except, well, they haven't passed immigration reform. You know, President Obama, you had the Senate and the Congress for 2 years. You promised within 6 months of being elected that you'd have immigration reform bills going through the Congress and the Senate. You didn't either. And now we have a crisis like this that is not going away. And you want $400 billion, $400 billion to solve this crisis. And yet we don't have, as somebody pointed out in an article, we don't have $44 billion to fix the VA, but we have $400 billion to fix this immigration, this self-induced immigration shot in the foot. So my question is this, is how much longer is this going to go on? I mean, what is the solution here? Where is the president? We haven't even seen him on the border. At least Bush had the guts to show up at Katrina. Where's President Obama? Where is he? What is he doing besides going and playing pool in Dallas and raising money for the Democrats? Where is our president? Frankly, at what point, America, are you going to say enough is enough? You know, obviously, you know, he's at the lowest rating, 40% of approval. I mean, independents are trash. Of course, Republicans are, but even Democrats. We're having a problem with this man and his ability to lead and what he's doing to our country. We are decimating our military. We have no space program anymore. We got to beg the Russians to fly with us. And, at any time they can cut us off because, frankly, Putin thinks that Obama is a sissy. And, and every time that Obama says something, a line in the sand, oh, this is a red line, this is this, nothing happens. When is it going to be enough? At some point, when is Congress... And yes, our senators going to stand up and say, you know what, we're going to have to do something about this since he obviously isn't. We'll be right back after these messages.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, drag and drop it, zip, unzip it, lock it, snap it, call it, write it, fill it, call it, jam it, lock it, surf it, scroll it, pause it, click it, cross it, crack it, switch up, fade it, paint it, grade it, tune it, print it, scan it, send it, fax, rename it, touch it, print it, play it, watch it, technologic, one more time.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Hi, this is Aaron.
And this is Bill.
We the People Radio is all about the whole story, all the stuff the mainstream media only covers in sound bites. Every Sunday morning, We the People Radio digs into the politics of public policy, communitarianism, land use, Agenda 21, smart growth, immigration, elections, veterans affairs, education, guns, mining, timber, water, and wolves.
You know, for over 3 years, we've spoken with famous and not so famous people from around the world who understand the principles of limited government, fiscal responsibility, and adherence to the Constitution.
Well, thanks, Bill. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for guest information and our extensive archives.
It's all about We the People here at We the People Radio every Sunday morning from 8 to 10 a.m. here on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff this and every Sunday for a full 2 hours of in-depth discussion with the experts in their field. Things you won't hear in the mainstream media. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Patty Redding, Nate Abarea here. It really is a privilege getting to broadcast live sports here on KCNR 1460, and once a week, I even get to host my own talk show. The NorCal Sports Show, presented by Tavan Car Wash, can be heard every Tuesday night at 6, right here on Free Fire Radio. Tavan Car Wash is Redding's friendly hometown car wash, and they are proud to be a part of the North State's only local sports radio show. Tune in, call in, let it rip. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, KCNR 1460.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Linda's on assignment today, and we're here with our Lions All-Star Football, NorCal District 4-C1, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. Located in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Orchard Nutrition is your center for a healthy lifestyle with the largest selection of natural foods and supplements in Northern California, maybe Northern California from Sacramento up is what we're talking about. In-store deli, 4 nutritionists on the staff, classes at night, good people there. Everybody wants to help, and everybody, I mean, just walking in there makes you feel healthy. The whole team could walk in there and gain 10 pounds of muscle just walking around the store here. Well, maybe I exaggerate just a little bit. Anyway, give them a call at 244-9141. Again, Orchard Nutrition, your center for a healthy lifestyle. I'm here with Joey Weekly, who is one of the, I guess, are you a sponsor, coach, a facilitator?
I'm just helping put on the game. I'm one of the North coordinators.
Okay, one of the coordinators here. And this is for the Lions All-Star Football game, which is going to be this Saturday at 4 p.m. And I'm also here with John Bushell. Did I pronounce that right, John?
Yes,
you're
sir.
Too big not to pronounce it right. John was one of our stars from last year's Enterprise Hornets state champion football players that went down there and played for the state championship. How was that? How'd you like that?
It was quite the experience, you know, going all the way down from, first stop at Manteca and then going all the way down to...
Good game at Manteca. Y'all took them good.
Oh, yeah.
It was a good game.
Awesome game.
It was an awesome game. So then you, but you headed on then down to the, to
StubHub.
Yeah.
Yeah, Home Depot. Yeah, it was a really cool experience. You know, the whole bus drive down there, really long ride. But, you know, everyone was, really excited for the game, and it was a great opportunity for not only us, Enterprise Football, but the Northern section as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it gave us a lot of exposure, and hopefully, you know, some people start looking up here these ways.
Well, we had to coach, and I think you're athletic director on the show after the game.
Mm-hmm.
And they were very proud. We all were very proud of you.
Mm-hmm.
It was a tough game because not only, you know, of course, we broadcast it, but I also watched it.
Mm-hmm.
How I watch it is kind of like watch the TV and listen to the game and listen to it on the radio, but there's some delay there. But that was a tough team you guys were going against. It was a private school?
Yes.
And
yeah.
They, what, do they recruit from all over the country?
You know, they probably have some connections here and there, but
you all played a great game. I mean, I tell you what, you never gave up.
Yeah.
You scored in the last minute or something like that.
Yeah, last couple seconds.
Yeah, well, that was great. You know what? We're very proud of you all. So, and did you get that feeling when you came back?
Yeah, everyone was really, you know, excited and, you know, walking around town, especially before we even left, you know, everyone was awesome. It was awesome getting fed by, you know, a couple different restaurants, and everyone was helping out. People were donating money for the hotel, our gas down there, everything.
Well, you know, that's right. They raised money, so because we were proud of the efforts you all had made. Okay. But this is something a little bit different. So, Joy, tell me about this. This has been going on for a while.
Yeah, this is games for the graduating seniors from the local high schools, basically from Chico North all the way to the Oregon border. And all these kids on this team are the best of the best. If you look at this roster, you see, you know, we got three Enterprise kids. We got the three kids from Central Valley and three kids from West Valley. And they all had success, a lot of success this year. So you put all these kids together and really puts out a lot of talent out there.
I'm
really excited for the coaching staff out there. They're just really excited about this game and what they have this year.
So Greg Grandel is going to be the coach?
Yes.
He's from West Valley.
Yes.
And, you know, when you call these, they're young men. We say kids. I think of kids like, no offense, but to our younger guy here. I mean, you know, a little bit younger. But I see some of these kids at 355. 355 pounds, 6'2", 355 pounds. And frankly, you know, John, you have a young face, though. That's good. But you got you're big.
Mm-hmm.
So when I see kids like 355, who probably run the 40 and what? Well, I don't know how fast he runs. Okay, he's not that fast. He's not that fast, but he's big.
Oh, yeah.
He is the defensive line for West Valley.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. How can people get tickets for this?
They can get tickets at NorCal Satellite. It says right here that you can get them at Sports LTV and the sports store inside the mall. And they're pretty much out there. There's a lot of people that the kids are still trying to sell their tickets and whatnot. And, you know, this is a big boy game, and it draws a big crowd. A lot of success out there with these kids. And it's a great, you know, where the money goes to. It all goes to the Lake McCumber Children's Diabetic Camp.
Right, and you've got two games here. You've got the 5 p.m. game. It's 8-man football.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when I started football, it was a few years ago in high school, it was 8-man. Because we came from a small school, but that year that we transitioned to 11-man.
Oh yeah.
Well, unfortunately, we still only had like 22 uniforms, so we we went out, and one of the first games we played was Belhaven over on the coast. This was back in North Carolina, and they show up on the, it's a home field, and they show up with 60 players, and it's September, early September in North Carolina, so the humidity is 843%, and it's 95 degrees. Needless to say, it was a long night for the Saratoga Rebels. I don't know if we ever recovered. And then the kickoff at 7:30 for the 11-man game.
It's going to be a big night.
Now, again, how much are tickets for this?
$10.
$10, and it goes to a great cause, and you get to see. Now, John's leaving. I mean, you graduated along, and all these are the seniors that graduated,
mm-hmm.
and they're all heading off to different places, and you're heading to?
Butte College.
Butte College, mm-hmm. Okay. Are any of your classmates, where are they heading to? Do you have any idea?
On the team themselves or classmates?
Classmates out of Enterprise.
Oh, my buddy Brandon, he's headed to Washington.
Okay.
Yeah.
Washington
Brandon
State Evers. Or University of Washington or Central Washington? Or Just one of the Washington schools.
Yeah, I forget exactly. Which
they got
one,
four
yeah.
universities up there, yeah. plus a number of other.
It's one of the good big ones. One of the big ones. Too.
Okay.
And let's see, KC Gunner. He's going to Humboldt, I believe. Skyler, forget if he's going to Humboldt or Syracuse. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. And let's see what else.
That's okay, but everybody, yeah. but y'all are moving on, and I'm glad to see you're going off to college,
yeah.
and you know, and going on from there, and utilizing the gifts you have for football, to, mm-hmm. you know, to move you forward in your life mm-hmm. like this. I mean, can't play football forever, but yeah. it's a good way to start, and it's a good way to learn about teamwork and sacrifice, working together, and the fact that it's not just one person.
Oh yeah.
No matter what they seem to think. So, okay, now we have two tickets here. But you wanted to give them some kind of
we'll do a little trivia question.
Trivia question. Yeah. Okay, now this is early in the morning still. Yeah. You realize
well,
this?
It's going to be a pretty easy one because this guy's pretty popular nowadays.
Okay, I have two tickets here anyway. This is for the game at 7:30, and they're $10 tickets. So this is for football this Saturday at the and where's it going to be at?
It's going to be at Shasta College.
Shasta College, right down here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everything's ready to go out there. Field looks just awesome. They've done a lot of work out there, and it's just a good venue out there.
Okay. All right. So what's the trivia question?
The trivia question is, what North State product played in the Lions All-Star game and was also the Super Bowl MVP in the NFL?
Oh.
That's a pretty easy question.
I think I could probably figure that one
okay.
out. Okay. So you want to kind of like make it easier for them, like – what team was a team from the northern part of the United States or the southern part?
No. He was Super Bowl MVP a couple years ago.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say.
All right. That's all he's going to say. All right. Whoever calls in at 605-4567 with that answer, or one approximately to that answer, you'll get two tickets to the Lions All-Star football game. And we're going to keep doing this till we give them away. How many people does it take to put this thing on?
Well, we have a committee that works on this all year long. Mm-hmm. It's we meet once a month, and it's a lot of work involved. But we have probably about 20 people on our committee now, and like I said, it all goes to a good cause. It all goes to the diabetic camp. We took some of the football players up there a couple weeks ago when they had camp, and they got to see firsthand where the money that's raised from this game goes to, and it was pretty exciting for the football players to go up there with them kids.
Yeah, I bet it is. And John, how long are you practicing? How long are you all out there get ready for this game?
We started Sunday. We reported at the college Sunday at 4 o'clock, and then all the way through Friday.
Okay, so it's a week.
Yeah, three practices every day.
So how many people have been throwing up on the out on the field?
For the most part, we all look in pretty good shape.
Okay. You know? All right. Now, you're told early that you're going to be playing. They're asked early if you want to play, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you kind of keep yourselves in shape and getting ready for this thing.
They ask you shortly.
Now, when are you going to be playing football at Butte?
Yes, sir.
I kind of figured you would be. You know what? Yes, sir. Isn't that cool?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I came up in a family like that in 30 years in the Marine Corps, so it's nice to hear that. So when do you have to get ready for that, or when do you have to leave to get ready to go to their camp?
For Butte? Yeah, I actually already moved to Chico about 2 weeks ago. I just commuted down here for mm-hmm. the Lions All-Star. And, we've started practicing, doing all the workouts, doing a lot of coverage stuff, mainly just in the grass at Chico. You know, nothing too serious yet, but it's coming up.
Yeah, I mean,
it'll be tough.
Yeah.
A lot of competition. Really cool. Can't wait.
You know, the thing you're really good, and you're really good at what you do. And then you get around some other guys that – mm-hmm. or just as big.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, you know, I think that's when it dawns on people that mm-hmm. they're and just the stars from the time they were 5 years old mm-hmm. through high school. And they get recruited and they go to go off to school, and they find themselves surrounded by other young men.
Oh, yeah.
Just as big, just as fast, and with the drive they have. Sometimes it's eye-opening. It's hard mm-hmm. to get your arms around that.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of exciting to watch it. Camp all week, these guys were rivals. You have the West Valley CV rivalry and mm-hmm. the Shasta Enterprise, of course, and you get all these guys together, and when these kids get out there and they get side by side, they get pretty excited about the game.
Well, do y'all have any problems working together?
Not at all.
Never.
Okay. And who we have here?
Tyler Wheatley.
Okay, this is Tyler Wheatley. Get on here, Tyler. Are you helping out here during the games? Okay, Tyler, this is Tyler Wheatley. Good morning.
Morning.
Okay, you know, what do you do? Are you just here to watch, or do you help out?
Yeah, I just watch and help a little bit.
Okay. And so do you like football?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you play?
I'm going to this year.
You're going to this year. Well, if you're getting about that size, right? Okay, everybody. Lions All-Star football game this Saturday starts at gates open at 4 o'clock. It's going to be the first game is going to be 8-man at 5 p.m., but the kickoff for the 7:30 for the 11-man game with the All-Stars is going to start at 7:30. We have a couple tickets here. 605-4567 is the phone number for this Saturday at 7:30 p.m. And the funds all go to Lake McCumber Children's Diabetic Camp. And it's going to be at Shasta College at the football stadium there. It's going to be a great time. Thanks a lot, Joey Weekly, for bringing in and facilitating this game, being one of the coordinators. And John Boschel. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's
Boschel. And John, good luck in your life. You know what? You seem like you're ready to move on. And, you know, just the best of luck to you. And thank you for what you've done for our community.
Thank you, sir.
And also for you, Joey.
Yeah. Thank you for having us.
All right. We'll be right back after these messages. Well, okay, we'll be back in a couple minutes after these messages, as soon as Bob. There we go. We'll be right back.
Your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
This is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane Society. The heat is upon us, and I wanted to remind everyone of how hot it can get in a car or the back of a pickup for our pets. If you see any unattended animals in cars in the heat, please call Haven Humane Animal Regulations at 241-2550 so we can help.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PVA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew. Guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, my friends. It is July the 15th. Our phone lines here are 605-456-7, 749 in the morning, 73 degrees, going up to 100, and was it 104, 105 today? Another triple digit. This portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers. Sharon Clark and her people over there at Reading Home Helpers are just there for one reason, and that's to take care of your loved ones and to make sure that they are okay, that they can stay in their own homes as opposed to being moved into a retirement village where they've lost their homes and a lot of their possessions. So the best thing, of course, is to try and keep them in their own home and make sure they're taken care of. And that was what Sharon does. 10 years in the business, celebrating her 10th anniversary just this year, just a couple of months ago. And you can get a free in-home consultation by giving a call at 226-8350, and Sharon will come over herself and do and give you the in-home consultation. All of her caregivers are background checked, bonded, insured, everything you can imagine. So check out her website on readinghomehelpers.com.
And a darn fine dancer, I don't care what they said.
Linda thought she did great.
Yeah.
She did some of those. She was in Dancing. This is what we're talking about. She was in Dancing with the Stars. And, you know, let's talk about Dancing with the Stars just for a second. By the way, Christian Schrader, the second candidate in the Reading City Council of our group that we're going to be interviewing this week and going on to next Monday, because there's six of them, will be up today. And Kristen has been on the show once before, and she is, we've got the questions. The questions we ask are pretty much the same questions to everybody, and so we've got them written down. And as they walk in, I'm not going to surprise them. If they were, of course, bright, they would have been listening to Mike DeQuisto yesterday and hearing what happened. Maybe that should be one of the questions. Did you listen to the show yesterday? And if they say no, at that point, I've got a page of questions. And if they say yes, then I've got a separate page of questions. Is that the fair thing to do, Bob?
Absolutely.
And then you go, okay, you didn't listen yesterday. Okay, so what is the theorem for relativity as opposed, you know, when it comes to quantum physics? Can you answer that? And do you still beat your husband? You know, those kind of things. No, we got all the same. We got all the same questions. I wanted you all to be able to hear their answers to similar questions. And as I told every one of them, the second question that's being asked is, "What are your specific plans for addressing crime in Reading?" And let's talk about addressing crime in Reading. And on Facebook, and I occasionally read Facebook because, you know, when I put in what the show is going to be the next day, and then I kind of go through it. The big thing is the use of the word vermin.
Saw that post too, didn't
you? It was the use of the word
snarky
vermin.
Post.
Well, it said, well, vermin. As, you know, why would you use the term vermin? Because, oh, I know, if you use the term vermin, you turn them into animals or subhumans, then you can do things to them like the Nazis did.
Oh.
But if you look at the definition of vermin, and somebody did say that it's a person who is despicable. And people are just tired. They're tired of having, here's the thing is they're tired of having their stuff broken into.
Yeah.
They're tired of having to, you know, when they're going down the river trail. You know, now I am hearing from people of all stratas here, of levels of stratas in our town, that are saying things like, you know, I was going down the river trail.
Yeah.
And now I can't let my wife run behind me because I've run faster than her, because now they're confronting people on the trail. These people are everywhere. The quote, the homeless, the transients. There's the cans, the won'ts, the wills, the can'ts, and the won'ts, you know, are out there is the way they're breaking them down, is the ones that can be helped and want to help. Ones that don't want to be helped because they just like this lifestyle and they like getting the free stuff and they like robbing things. And then there's the can't because they are so mentally damaged that they can't make that decision themselves, which tells me if they can't make that decision themselves, they can't help themselves and they're out there. Why are they out there and not in some kind of facility? And I'm not talking jails, because that seems to be a place we want to put our our mentally ill is in jails where they're not going to get the treatment.
Yeah.
So, I mean, so why – but they can't just be left out on the streets.
Because they're a hazard to themselves as well as others.
Yes. As well as others. And, we're, you know, it's getting to be more and more that you turn around. You know, I stopped and one of my friends was walking along, just taking a walk yesterday morning on the way to work. And I'm just – I stopped the car in the middle of the street, you know, out there on Oregon or someplace. There's no traffic at 6:15 in the morning. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking to him and he goes, yeah. He says, look over there. And I just looked through on the other side of the truck into that parking lot down there.
By the SP yard?
Yeah, down in that area. Yeah. There are like three or four people in their sleeping bags, sleeping there underneath the trees. And it's like,
wow.
I mean, I hadn't seen that before. I mean, they're just, I mean, it's just the homeless or the transients or whatever. They're everywhere. And now along the river trail, they start getting up in the morning and they start becoming a hassle to a lot of people. I mean, this is, and somebody else was taking a, riding their kayak down the river. And they said along this one area down there, but I think he said the Cypress Street Bridge. Mm-hmm. That's it. He said there was camps, not a camp, camps where, you know, you have.
Oh, the old Free Bridge area.
Well,
yeah.
I think that's where he said it, but he said tents. You know, here's tents and there's tents. I mean, it's just, they're everywhere.
Well, and the panhandling, the aggressive panhandling, and I have to ask these people, why are you making your problem my problem? I understand that you have gotten yourself into a situation. If I help everybody who's in that situation, then I'll be in that situation. And I guess to some people, that's perfectly fair.
That's fine. If I'm in a bad situation, you should be in a bad situation. I find this, you know, I find it interesting where we're like that. You know, and the other thing, the other part, too, on it is All these solutions all fall on one thing. Oh, let's put more CSOs out so we can put more cops in the streets. Oh, let's do a tax raise and put more cops in the street, more deputy sheriffs in the street. Okay, I don't care if you got a if you have a policeman on every corner. What are you going to do with them after you arrest them? There's the question that nobody seems. Where is that question? What are you going to do with them after they are arrested? You can't put them in jail. So what are you going to do with them? You can't ship them to Sacramento. I mean, a homeless, a daycare center. I'm not exactly sure what that's going to do, except that everybody I talked to, there's some people that think it's a great idea. Record Searchlight thinks that's a great idea. I think if the editorial staff of the Record Searchlight took a couple homeless home every day, you know, they can help that.
Yeah. Let them set a tent in your backyard.
But the bottom line is, here it is. You go out and you arrest them, you sweep the streets of all these bad guys and girls. What are you going to do with them?
And then what? Yeah.
Yeah, what then what? What's your solution then, leaders? I'll throw that one in today. DeQuisto got off on that one. But I'll send him an email. What are you going to do after you catch them? What's the plan?
Well, it's like, you know, we're going to pay for all the social programs by taxing everybody who produces and take their money that they've worked for and give it to everybody who hasn't. Well, what happens when that resource dries up? That's my question. Nobody's answered that question.
Socialism only works when you've got other people's money in it. Okay, here's the bottom line, though, on that is, people need to be helped. There are people out there that maybe need medicine. You know, but they can't get the medicine. And it makes them, you know, when they don't get their medicine, they just go off. And they become the ones that are walking down the street screaming at the top of their lungs or, you know, are defecating in people's businesses or doing these other horrible, weird things. If they had their meds, would that be fixed? So maybe, you know, this has got to be and when people ask me, well, what would you do? I said, the first thing I'd do is if I was king, I'd build a 500-bed jail, put them in there. Oh, well, that's just the first part. The second part is then you start working with them. Then you start, now that you've got them in a captive sense, now you can help them. Now you can get them the counseling. Now you can get them the medications they need.
Who can be helped until, and who can't.
That's right. And some of them you may have to ship off to another place. Others you may be able to help. What if the whole thing should be fixing the problem, not just locking them up. And anybody that just thinks you can just lock them up is wrong. There's got to be a full faceted approach. There's got to be a full court press on this. But what are we going to do with the ones we catch? You need to go to, if you haven't gone to the jail and not everybody can do it, I had the opportunity to do it. I see how they make their decisions. I can't fault their decisions. One guy with 15 charges would be let loose more than, say, a guy with 2 charges because the guy with 15 charges isn't going to go out and hurt people. He's not going to break in your house. The guy with 2 charges will. So they keep the guy with 2 charges. In the jail, the guy with 15 charges or 15 priors, 15 arrests, he leaves. But so the question should be, from our community, What are we going to do with the extra? If we got more police, got more sheriffs, what are we going to do with the ones we catch? There should be the people that are running the police. And see, since the jail's at the county supervisor level, but they're listening to chemtrails today, 9 o'clock. We'll be right back.
Priorities.
Carl and Linda Bott. KCNR 1460. Christian Schrader is going to be joining us, running for city council.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen says the economic recovery is not yet complete, and for that reason, the Fed intends to keep providing significant support to boost growth.
The economy is continuing to make progress toward the Federal Reserve's objectives of maximum employment and price stability.
Addressing the Senate Banking Committee, Yellen said the Fed's future actions will all depend on how the economy performs. A new poll indicates Congress's performance is not improving. Impressing many Americans. In fact, overall approval ratings very low ahead of November's midterm elections.
The Gallup poll finds 15% of those surveyed approved of the way Congress is handling its job. That's virtually unchanged since June, when the approval rating was 16%. But it's up considerably from the 9% rating of late last year. When it comes to political party, 17% of Republicans approve of the job Congress is doing, while 16% of Democrats approve. In an open question about what should be done to fix Congress, 22% said all members should either be replaced or fired. 11% said they would support enacting term limits or shorter terms, and 16% had no opinion. Linda Kenyon, SRN News.
In Israel, the fighting resumes in the form of ongoing airstrikes. The Israeli military says it has resumed its airstrikes on Gaza after the Hamas terrorists there refused to observe terms of a ceasefire that have been hammered out by Egypt. Secretary of State John Kerry says he held off traveling to the Middle East because of Egypt's efforts to broker that ceasefire.
We believe that it was important to give this offer an opportunity, and I still think perhaps reason could prevail if the political wing can deal with the military wing and Egypt can have some leverage. Let's see what happens.
Israel accepted the Egyptian brokered truce plan and held off with any of its airstrikes for several hours. In the meantime, it weathered dozens of ongoing attacks from Hamas. This is SRN News.
If you've got an IRA, 401k, or pension plan, I've got some really bad news for you. The IRS wants you to think these qualified plans are the best way to save for retirement. They give you a tax break when you contribute. Sounds good, right? Wrong. A qualified plan could be a tax disaster when you retire. With $17 trillion in debt, taxes are already going up. Imagine paying a TOPS tax rate of 94% like they did in the 1940s. There is a better way. It's an alternative the ultra-rich use that beats the pants off your IRA or 401k. It's been around for years. Your money grows tax-deferred, has no taxes during retirement, and no income taxes when you die. Plus, you can grow your money potential double digits with no risk of losing money when the market crashes. If the market tanks like 2008, you lose nothing. Call 1-800-503-2828 now to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, to protect yourself from taxes and crashes. The next 37 who call get free shipping and handling, no credit card required. 1-800-503-2828, 1-800-503-2828.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says that there are very real gaps, in his words, that persist between world powers and Iran over the contours of a nuclear agreement as a Sunday deadline approaches for a deal. Meanwhile, Secretary Kerry said today in Vienna he is hoping that the deal will be reached before the deadline arrives.
It's obviously still on the table, and we're still working, and we're going to continue to work. The team will be here. They'll continue to meet. And I will, as I said, go back to Washington to talk to the president and also our team back there in order to assess where we think we are with respect to the progress that we have made.
Kerry, citing some progress after 2 days of talks, he says much work remains. A destructive wildfire in southern Oregon, now 15% contained. A fire which destroyed 6 homes and 14 other buildings on Sunday did not damage any more structures yesterday. This is SRN News. Tens of thousands of German football fans, soccer fans that is, giving a hero's welcome to the World Cup winning team in Berlin, and the BBC's Lucy Hawkins has more.
It is absolutely
absolutely incredible. Welcome to what must be the biggest party on the planet right now. It's happening here in central Berlin, 500,000 people in and around the Brandenburg Gate and lining the road as the German team make their way home from Rio. They are the champions of world football right now, and I don't think there'd be a German who doesn't want to be here right now, ready to congratulate them.
This is BBC's Lucy Hawkins reporting from Berlin. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has sued a major debt collection law firm, alleging it's little more than a mill that produces shoddy, mass-produced credit card collections lawsuits. The Bureau's claim was filed in Atlanta against Frederick J. Hanna and Associates. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. Good morning, my friends. July the 15th. It is 8:06 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Christian Schrader is with us today, and we'll be coming to Christian here in a few minutes, running for city council right here in Reading, in our week of city council candidates, having each one of them on from Monday through Monday, so that we can hear about what they're talking about, what they believe, and what they would like to do. But let's start off with Susan Eastman, our Wells Fargo advisor. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages have reversed direction, are now in the red. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 11 points at 17,043. The S&P 500 is off 7 points at 1969. And the NASDAQ Composite losing 30 points at 4,410. Some of the day's biggest movers, Anadarko Petroleum up $2.43 at 108.35. Oracle up 17 cents at 40.66. Rite Aid down 7 cents, trading at $7.12. For local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bank shares off 15 cents at 23.5. North Valley Bank down 14 cents at $22.06. Bank of Commerce off 8 cents at $6.34. For commodities, gold is down $8 an ounce at $12.97. Silver down 12 cents at 20. And crude oil down $1.53, trading at $98 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo advisors on Monday through Friday at 708, 808, 908 in the morning right here. Susan and Chris and Kathy and Steve and Josh and Cameron and all of the advisors down there are experts in their fields. They will help you on your drive to become financially independent, as we all should be. But you have to call them first at 243-7561, 243-7561. Talk to them. They are there to help you be a success in your life, at least financially. Give them a call at 243-7561 and then stop by Park Marina Drive. Weather today, Arab. Bad Bob.
You want the good news or the bad news?
How about the good news?
Good news, it'll be 7 degrees cooler than it was yesterday. Bad news means it's still 103. Overnight low will be about in 71. It's going to taper off for the next few days. We'll drop into the double digits by the time Thursday rolls around. Still some fairly humid conditions. And right now in Reading, we are looking at 77 degrees. And this report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. 365-3793. Senior and veterans discounts at Shasta Gas Propane.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. In fact, Martin's over at our place this morning to take a look at the thermostat. The thermostat has, it seems like there is, it was another group of people that put it in. It wasn't Alliance Heating and Air. But there seems to be a gap behind the thermostat that goes directly up to the attic. So that hot air just kind of feeds down into the thermostat. So the thermostat, even though the room is cooler, the thermostat is still reading like 85. So Martin's coming in there to fix that today. Alliance Heating and Air.
They do fine.
They
work.
Do great work. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day service for emergencies, any type of heating and cooling systems, warranties and guarantees. Hey, give him a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. It's not going to get any better. It's not going to get like 70 degrees here this month. It's going to be in the hundreds, and the next month could be worse. Alliance Heating and Air.
This is Reading. This is July, period.
That's right. Kristen Schrader. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Are you? How's your run for city council?
It's a rewarding experience. It's what I've been planning to do for a long time, and I'm enjoying it.
Is it what you thought it was going to be?
Yes, I think it is. I've worked in the community a long time, and I do a lot of networking, a lot of collaborating, and this is the same thing.
Okay. Are you a registered voter?
Yes.
And which party?
Democrat.
Okay. Here's my first question, and this could take an hour, but if they're really great plans, I don't care. What are your specific plans, if elected, for addressing crime and running?
Well, crime is obviously very important. We feel it in our homes. We feel it in our businesses. And I know the police officers are working hard. Chief is working hard. But I think there are some things we need to look at from the city council's perspective, the city government, and some things that we can do personally and for our businesses. For example, as I said here on Friday the 13th in June, I support bringing back more community service officers so that we can have more sworn officers in the street and making the arrests, which is a deterrent to mm-hmm. crime. So I support more community service officers. So I think one of the ways they can be funded is if we look at the city budgets. And what I'm used to in our Shasta Union High School District Board, where I serve and oversee a $42 million budget, is we can make surgical cuts to see if we can free up some funds that can be reprioritized to public safety and paying for community service officers. We can also look at a portion of the reserves. However, using reserves, which are what they're for, is in case of emergencies, things unforeseen, and they're one-time money, I, really caution against spending for ongoing personnel costs. So we really need to look at restructuring budgets or looking at new revenue streams.
Where would you make the new revenue streams comes under new business, and then okay. We'll get to that one. From what I understand, the reserve's got to be like $3 million.
Yes.
And we've got like $9 to $12 million in that. Do we need above the $3
million? Yes.
Do we need – at what point does what's happening on the streets become an emergency?
Well, those are one of those balances that you need to look at and you need to prioritize. Yes, I think looking at reserves – for possibly spending a portion of them on a high priority critical issue like crime, fighting crime is important. But we also have to balance the long term needs that we have too for those reserves. And I also add that we have the SAFER grant for fire department that's going to go away next year, and they will lose three of the full time firefighters that were hired in 2013 and six of the apprentices if we don't find more money for them. So we have continual needs that seem to be a high priority. There are a high priority.
At what point is public safety take precedent over everything?
Right now.
Okay, so does that mean when you say look at making surgical cuts in the budget, and I'm just asking,
yes.
Does that mean like trash collection, parks and recreation, anything that is not essential to public safety?
Well, Carl, you should be running for office. Yeah.
No, I'm just – I think that we need to do that, but I mean, but at what level? Because I'm not one running to make these decisions. You all are. I just want to see, and I think people want to say, is that if it's at this level, what are you willing to do that?
Well, I think that's where you engage the staff at City Hall. You engage community members, the businesses, and we make short-term plans to fund and find funding for problems like this. We make long-term plans that I'm not sure we have enough of, like a strategic plan for public safety.
That would be an interesting there's to see a strategic plan that is workable.
Well, all strategic plans should be workable. Number one, we should make the effort to have one so that we've identified goals. We've looked at what are our goals and how can we measure their success. And if without a strategic plan, I think we're just kind of possibly looking at things that maybe in the long run aren't the best solution.
Aren't the best solution. Okay, that's a real good point, Kristen. Okay, we need to take a break here, Bob. We'll take our break. When we come back, there's a number of things to talk about still, and one of them is as part of the crime, but also the next part then is the homeless question mm-hmm. we have, and this concerns the homeless daycare center. So we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebot, KCNR, 1460.
Dandelion Gift and Apparel is a unique boutique in the very heart of downtown Reading. It's on Market Street, just down the block from Kobe's Steakhouse. When you step into Dandelion, you have your own personal shopper. At Dandelion, they deliver that personal touch just to help you find the right item. Dandelion is open 10 to 5:30 weekdays and 10 to 5 on Saturday. So head downtown for stylish clothing, gifts, and accessories you just won't find at the mall. Dandelion. Yeah, that's it. Dandelion.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Better health means better business. Adamson's Peak Performance now offers businesses a variety of services aimed at making your employees healthier, fitter, and more productive. Our corporate wellness services include corporate membership rates, group personal training, discount personal training rates, fitness lectures and motivational talks, as well as customized corporate wellness plans. To schedule a corporate wellness consultation with Eric or to learn more, call us at 221-8006 or visit adamsonspeakperformance.com.
Hey folks, you know where your swap and sell is? It's right here every Saturday morning with Ernie and Dave at 7 to 8 on KCNR.
Moving sales, estate sales, we just talk about everything. Swap and sell with Ernie and Dave is what you need to get your Saturday off to a great start. Entertainment for the whole family.
Almost.
Swap and sell every Saturday, 7 to 8.
Right here on KCNR.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBot. It is 8:19 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Yes, even though it's 109, they have unique coffee in the morning at great prices. And then you have icy drinks in the afternoon, plus all types of other beverages that they have. Walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in California, and they will meet or beat any of the prices for tobacco in this area, right there at Tobacco and Brew, where veterans always get discounts. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. My guest is Kristen Schrader, who is running for Reading City Council, and we've talked about a crime, and we have a phone caller. Henry, good morning. Do you have a question for Kristen?
Yes, I do. She was speaking of cutting expenses all the way around, and I think that's a wonderful idea. Let me ask her a question. If you, and I have from a reliable source that if you would outsource the police department to the sheriff's department, you would save 25% on the budget. Now, that would also include future payments as far as retirement and health benefits and that. Would you consider that? That's my first question. My second question is that I would like to see a full-time city council, not part-time people running a multi-million dollar corporation.
Okay, that's a good point, Henry. Thanks a lot for your questions. First question is would you consider combining the sheriff and the police? Because it's a 25%, in his studies, it's a 25% savings.
Well, I think, I think that would require serious research. And at this time, I don't see that would be a benefit to our community. I think we have a outstanding police force, and we just need to figure out a way to provide them the resources, both in personnel, equipment, software, you know, for crime tracking, everything that they need to be the best and most effective. So I think the system we have now is one that will be working better when we fund it better. And I'm not in favor of privatizing. Outsourcing, rather.
Outsourcing.
Yeah, privatizing. The police force.
Oh, yeah, the police force. Well, what he said was just combining it with the sheriff.
Yeah, but they're short staff, too, and short resources. So I really think our police department needs the support, and we respect the work that they do, and I want to leave it the way it is.
All right. And second question?
Was...
it had to do with an extension of the outsourcing.
Oh, no, it did. Oh, no, whether it's a full-time
position or not.
The
that's what I'd written down. Yeah.
City
council, should that be a full-time position?
I don't think it should be a full-time position. I think our city council members all go in with the best intentions, good ideas. I think the staff works really hard. The city council members work hard. No, I don't think we're at that size in our community that we need to consider going full time.
Okay, one of the big questions that's just been raised is a homeless daycare center.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of there's some people for this. They're doing the research for it, and there's been a lot of comments about this. Is there? Do you believe that we should have a homeless daycare center here in Reading?
Well. One of the things I've noticed with the homeless issue is we have a lot of ideas, but we don't have everybody sitting in one room talking about what makes the best sense for Reading. I went out with Jessica Delaney and my mental health officer, a mental health worker, and the police department about 10 days ago to see, you know, they're making new efforts at getting out and interviewing the homeless, doing research finding out what their needs are. And it's pretty eye-opening to see the conditions that they're living in. It's amazing what people have. Sometimes people make those choices, and sometimes those choices are made for them because, as we've heard Chief Paletti talk about, the will, won't, and can't. And I really do believe they fall in those three categories. But what we need is we need to look at long-term, short-term, and again, short-term, long-term planning. And I don't see that right now. I think we can get a great group of people together, the nonprofits, public agencies, city and county, faith-based communities, and sit down and really look at what the issues are. And there are a lot of communities that have been doing great work. Fresno has had a plan for 8 years now. Denver's had a plan for the last 6 years.
A plan for what?
For the homeless. So there are defined goals that we can look at and other communities to borrow ideas from that I don't think we have really completely, we have not evaluated well enough. I'm really, sorry
so
to say.
The homeless daycare center that they're proposing.
It could be one solution, one idea, one part of this puzzle. But you know what? The daycare center, whatever it's called, what we need to look at are what are the things that we can help these members of our community and the needs that they have, whether it's mental health, addiction, poverty, unemployment, underemployment. So all those things need to be addressed because we need to find the solution works.
Do you think city funds should be paid, should be used, or public funds should be used, or tax funds should be used for a homeless daycare center?
Maybe not the homeless daycare center, but it could be used for for case housing case managers, which they've used before, and they could bring back, and public funds can be used for that. Public funds are used now for the continuum of care and the collaboration that's done between the city and the county. So we've used public funds. I think it's a great investment because we understand this is a problem in our community, and it's not going to get better without the proper addressing of it.
They have, I think the city of Chico's got this sleep lie ordinance. You can't be lying on the sidewalks. You can't be sleeping out there. They move people on. And I think they brought that up at the city council, but it didn't pass.
It was discussed, yes.
It was discussed. Was it ever voted on? Do you know?
No, I don't think they had a I think it was
official vote.
I don't recall, but I know it was not supported at the city council level. But I think it's a bigger issue. It's not just sit lie. It's all the things that lead up to and why people are in the position that they are. So if we look at root causes and look at prevention, I think maybe we won't have to address it. That's a lot of
But that could take years. That could take decades.
Well, most of the plans I've researched are 10-year plans. So if we would have started 5 years ago, we'd be halfway through a 10-year plan, right? So
we didn't have this problem like the way it is now 5 years ago, though.
Well,
even though we should have maybe vision to say that it's going to get worse and we're going to be inundated with this. But what do we do now while we're building these plans when we've got people on every corner and everywhere?
We look at short-term solutions. We look at what are the immediate needs of our community members that are homeless. And some of them have the will to make a difference. They've fallen through cracks. And we have community services out there that can be connected to them. Well, then if they're the wants in the middle where, it does require police intervention, then we need them to address that. And when it's the can'ts who also obviously need help. Those are the community members who have mental health issues, and we need to approach them as well.
Okay. One of the questions was that comes up all the time is tax sharing with Shasta County. What's your opinion about tax sharing with Shasta County between the city of Redding and Shasta County?
Oh, absolutely, it's a necessary future discussion. I know they've had discussions off and on over years, but the point is that we need to be collaborating in our area, and we don't need to be competing on projects and spending or losing taxpayer money because we don't have an agreement and we're fighting over where a large development could be placed. So we absolutely need to reinvigorate the discussions with the county, with Shasta Lake and Anderson.
So you're for that then?
Absolutely.
Okay.
We need to work together in our community to solve issues.
I'm going to take a break now, an early break, because when we come back, I want to talk about the unfunded liabilities, new businesses, and Turtle Bay.
Okay.
My guest is Christian Schrader, candidate for Redding City Council. Though why anybody would want to do that? Frankly, I applaud every one of them that have stood up and said, I want to make a difference here. Any one of the city people that are running for city council, because it's not a full-time job, yet I have a tendency to believe it could be 4 to 5 hours a day, if they do their job correctly, just trying to figure out what's going on there and controlling what's happening at the staff level. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark.
Hello, Frank Mews with Northern Lights Energy. Thanks to everybody who helped out with the junior livestock sale. Meantime, back at the salt mine, we're filling propane bottles, one right after another. That keeps Gary hopping. Robin in Corning is very busy with all the farmers and ranchers, so stop in and say hi. She loves our customers. In Weaverville, stop and see Diana. She is selling a lot of red and clear diesel and can fill your motorhomes and barbecue bottles. In Redding, we got another truckload of ethanol-free 93 and race car fuel. If you're one of us that's been blessed with new diesel trucks or pickups that take DEF urea fluid, give us a call. We have small jugs and big totes and can save you money. Johnny's back from cattle college, so if you're thinking of upgrading your heater, now's the time. Give him a call and talk about the new or used heater. Northern Lights Energy, small business, family owned. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew, guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas Tynan, holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Reevaluate your current outdoor watering schedule. Make sure to water later in the evening or early in the morning, because when it's hot or windy, more than a third of the water can be lost to evaporation. Watering your landscape during the coolest part of the day allows water to soak into the soil and minimizes runoff. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
I want you to want me.
And we're back with Reading City Council candidate Kristen Schrader here. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, right there. DC Tim and the Man in Black, great haircuts. Discounts for seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold. Yes. The gentleman down at Cypress Square Barbershop, where Bob and I go and so many other people go to get our hair cut. And you will never find us with product in our hair, except maybe Butch Wax, but that's about it. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Kristen Schrader is here. And, you know, we were talking a little bit about, even though we've kind of left that, but we talked a little bit about the homeless. And in between on the break here, and your the strategic plan that has to be built, and I agree 100%. You have to have a plan, or it's just willy nilly. But there's also other aspects we can do now. You know, because we're kind of like, yes, we're here to drain the swamp. Unfortunately, we have an alligator on our butt right now, so we have to do something about that. So there's a hierarchy of plans that you were talking about,
too. Right. So we need the short-term solutions are, I think we need increased presence of our law enforcement so that the homeless are, you know, they're met with resistance, and it's not like, oh, here, come and stay. And, you know, I don't support building, like, for example, tents necessarily to encourage more people to live in conditions that are really not well suited for them to get jobs. I mean, how do you connect with getting a job if you're living in a tent? I know you could have a cell phone, but it really, those circumstances. And so, you know, giving things away so that it makes it easier for people to stay in those homeless conditions, which we know in the long term are not the better solution. So I know we were talking at the break about some of the more specific things, which do need to be addressed immediately. And then we also need to look long term.
Okay. Big question now. Turtle Bay is going to be a big election coming here in November about building the hotel at Turtle Bay. Mm-hmm. How do you stand on that?
Well,
selling the land to the McConnell Foundation.
I support the city council's decision to sell the property to McConnell. They are getting $600,000, which is higher than the three highest appraised values for the property. I understand in going to city council meetings and researching the issues that McConnell will also reimburse the city for any and all expenses that were paid in negotiating the sale of the property. Most importantly, though, the city will receive increased tax revenue from building the hotel. They'll receive $700,000 in new tax revenue that could be spent on public safety, on some of those community projects that we need to address, such as, public safety. And for Turtle Bay, they will generate 40 construction jobs, high-paying construction jobs, and it will generate 70 permanent jobs. And that's what we need in our community. So I support Turtle Bay in the construction of the hotel because it's good for the Redding economy. And it's good for Turtle Bay to become more self-sufficient.
I agree with that. It needs to be self-sufficient, and it can't be used, you know, city funds can't be used for that. The question is that if they sell the land to the McConnell Foundation, mm-hmm. and this is the whole thing. Once they sell the land to the McConnell Foundation, then the McConnell Foundation now owns that land and all of the limitations on building would go away. If, you know, and I've had the people in here from the Turtle Bay say that's not true, but that seems to be, you know, going on, is that they say once it's built, that McConnell Foundation has not said, you know, that they can't turn around and sell it or use it for something else.
No. Just look around us. What we have been the beneficiaries in our community of some of the greatest philanthropy from McConnell, the Arboretum, the Sundial Bridge, the support of Turtle Bay Museum right now. And I have no doubt that the plans that the Turtle Bay has put forward, you know, working in our community, working with the banks, working with the Board of Trustees, the Board of Regents at Turtle Bay, that all of the efforts are going forward in the positive direction to build the hotel, sell the property to McConnell, and the hotel will get constructed. And it's that simple. There's not some other agenda going on.
There's no nefarious.
No.
Have you been on the board of Turtle Bay or McConnell Foundation?
No, I have been on the development committee at Turtle Bay, and I'm currently on the Board of Regents at Turtle Bay. And mm-hmm. I support Turtle Bay because of it is a wonderful community asset. It's a great learning experience. In fact, I 8 years ago, I helped found a program there at Turtle Bay that will provide a free admission to every third grade that does provide free admission to every third grade student in Shasta County so that they get a museum art gallery experience. It's like everybody, all the children go to Sacramento, go to the state capitol. I want all the third graders to go to Turtle Bay to appreciate science, art, and all the wonderful things that we can gain from right here in our own community.
I'm all for that. I think we need a paper. Paper may not be perfect, but we need a paper for our community. We need a museum for our community, and I like Turtle Bay. Would you resign from the Board of Regents if you were elected?
It's a voluntary position, but you know, one of the city council members serves on the same board, so there's always been a liaison between the city council and Turtle Bay. So, for example, right now, Missy MacArthur serves as a liaison. Prior to that, I believe Mary Stegall served as a liaison between the city council and Turtle Bay, and she serves on the same board that I'm on. So,
and she makes decisions with public money as she's sitting on the board.
No, it's not a board. It's an advisory committee that just gets, you know, sits and shares and talks about good ideas that we in our community can go out and share in our community about what Turtle Bay is doing. It's transparency for Turtle Bay. It's a way to communicate their goals. But it's a networking. It's not, you know, influencing.
It's not
decisions.
A decision maker.
No, it's not. We're advisory. We're supporting. We're the booster club for
Turtle Bay.
Yes.
Okay. Our guest is Kristen Schrader. If you have a question for Kristen, give us a call at 605-4567, 605-4567, or hop into our chat room at kcnr1460.com. And if you have a question, we'll push that on. We got this question yesterday from one of our listeners that said, what organizations do you belong to? You just said the Turtle Bay on that. What other organizations do you belong to in our community here?
Well, I have worked in our community tirelessly, I would say, because I believe that I have the skills and ability to make a difference in our community. And I have demonstrated that for the last 20 years. And some of the organizations, for example, I was on the founding cabinet of the Women's Fund, and we've raised and have contributed back to our community over $120,000 to nonprofits that benefit women and families who, for example, receive grant funding to do we help dental restoration for women who have lost teeth so they can get employed. We've done programs where they could go learn about non-traditional employment for women and many other different programs. So I've done the Women's Fund. I have helped start other nonprofits. One of the other ones was Working Strategies for Women is a entrepreneur training for women. I helped form that 3 years ago, and now it's a functioning program under United Way that just finished its second training of women to learn how to become entrepreneurs and expand their financial, improve their lives financially for their family, and reach in even into the global community to support their jobs that they want to do. So many different organizations.
You have been in a lot. What experience do you have in? Would you say that would that would enable you to run a city government, which is a extremely large business?
It's
into the
one of the larger businesses in our community. The direct connection to that I have is that I've served 16 years as an elected school board member, 8 years on the Reading School District, 8 years on the Shasta Union High School District. I'm currently the president of the Shasta Union High School District Board. We oversee a $42 million budget. I have, for 16 years, made decisions about prioritizing funding, making surgical cuts. I think there's been 2 to 3 years out of the 16 years I've served where the state's adequately funded schools. So every year we have to make tough decisions about prioritization and so that we can maintain the quality education for our community. So
you can stay on the board and be on the city council too.
No,
you can't?
I would give that up. That's a direct relation. I have, as I said, made decisions. We have a staff of 400. I've made decisions about, how we're going to keep our staff at the highest level we can with the cuts we have. And also just the idea of working together in our community and understanding the needs of our students. For example, creating better pathways to jobs that are in our community, understanding that we can connect with the community college and with employers for the education, the curriculum that we will make decisions on at our high school. So that's the direct relation of how I can hit the ground running and get the work done.
Now, talking about that and then leads to business. Mm-hmm. Government doesn't make jobs.
Right.
Government impedes jobs many times. As a city council member, if elected, what would you do to make this a more open area, or what ideas do you have to help business come to Reading?
Well, you're saying, city doesn't create jobs, but there are things possibly that city
can inhibit it.
They can inhibit it. Well, I know there are a lot of times there are discussions about some issues of regulatory or the building permit process, the permitting process. In fact, I've been working for 28 years in obtaining state funds to build schools. I've helped get $70 million here locally for the construction of schools and renovations of school. In that process, we work through 4 state agencies, and it's a multi-year project to get one school built or one modernization project. So what I would do to look at the building permit process locally, which could inhibit some of the growth in our community, is we should have a one-stop shop. We should have a roadmap for people entering the building permit process, perhaps get one assigned plan reviewer, and from start to finish. So it's they're here to for the duration. So I'm very familiar with regulatory processes. It can work for you. It should be there as the safety, to implement safety. The reasons why we have rules and regulations is so that if I build a home and then I go and I didn't do it properly and somebody comes in and buys it, then there could be a problem. So
the house burns down. And I understand that. So, and I think that's a good answer as far as the safety part of it.
Yes.
But we get into, from what everything I understand, we get into individual individual little foibles about what they think it means. So the idea of having one person in front of it and streamlining the building permit process, how would you do this? Would you just go in and ask how would you see what the whole process is? And then,
well, that's what, if you had that, if you had that like roadmap, if you had that roadmap, it says start to finish.
How long is it going to take to do this roadmap? And is the staff going to help you with this?
Well, I think if we look at it from all perspectives, if we get people together, the staff, city council members, obviously the business community who have been personally experiencing some of these problems, and say, okay, how can we make the things better? I'm just an optimist that even when things look like they're the most complicated, I really feel like if we put our heads together, we can find the solutions. And so that's where I'm an optimist, and yes, I think we can find a solution.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break. Our guest is Christian Schrader. And one of the things I want to talk about when we come back is two things, privatization and REU. About this portion of the show, though, has been brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. Bastiani Arms. John Bastiani gave a check for over $2,000 to the Military Order of the Purple Heart on the 4th of July, because he had auctioned off, or he had raffled off, one of his own personal firearms. And he supports our veterans. He supports our community. He has great deals. He has any type of firearm you can imagine and ammo. And again, he has fair prices, and he has great customer service. John Bastiani, again, 2539 Larkspur. Let's do your shopping. If you're going to buy a firearm, why not do it locally and stay away from the big box stores? No offense to them, but you'd rather buy it from a local and who will take care of it, and that you can go to and say, hey, look, I'd like you to, you know, do some adjustments on my firearms here. Give him a call at 222-8222. John Bastiani does a lot for our veterans in this community. Christian Schrader is our guest. We'll be right back after these messages.
He's just a girl and she's on fire. Hotter than a fantasy. Lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
Ah yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange has always believed that peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store with locations in Redding, Chico, Corning, and we're happy to announce the reopening of our store in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palos Cedro. To celebrate this, we're giving away a free personal stainless steel water filter bottle, a $32 value, with the purchase of a 200-serving emergency food bucket while supplies last. These are a convenient and versatile food storage product. Just add hot water for quick meals at home or grab and go if you have to evacuate. And don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And once again in Palos Cedro at the Holiday Market Center. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Analog Living in a Digital World. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460. It is 8:49 in the morning. This is our week of talking to the candidates for city council all week long. Yesterday, Mike DeQuisto. Today, Kristen Schrader. Tomorrow, Brent Weaver. Thursday, Francie Sullivan. Friday, Patrick Jones. And next Monday, Michael Quinn, the latest one to throw his hat into the ring and have it stomped on and thrown back. No, I'm just kidding. This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. You know, it's not just the fact that they're your local Ford, Dodge, Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, and Honda dealer. No. They've got every type of car and truck and SUV you can imagine as previously owned. But the other thing, too, is why go any further than 555 Cypress Avenue? Leave your tax money here. We can, you know, instead of going someplace else, you can get a great deal right there at 555 Cypress Avenue, and you do it, and you leave, and you, you know, it helps our economy right here. Why go 50 miles down the road when you've got it right here in town and right here in Reading? 223-2177 is our phone number. Again, 555 Cypress Avenue. Our guest is Kristen Schrader, and I've got some questions, but some questions have just come in here. Do you support a sales tax increase?
That's a good question. I know it's been discussed, and the chamber did a...
And I asked Mike that yesterday, too. So right. I'm just saying is that this is something I ask everybody.
No, I think it's a good question. It should be evaluated. I know this chamber recently did a survey, and you know, a high percentage of their respondents supported a tax for public safety. So it should be considered as an option for funding public safety. And what it should be strictly defined as supporting a public safety contain a sunset clause, and it should be presented to the public for their approval. So, yeah, it should be considered. Yes, absolutely.
So if that's something you would support?
I would support. We need increased funding for fighting crime, and that's one of the ways to do it. And Anderson just passed their tax.
Well, they passed it, but it was a non-binding resolution that said that 50% of it had – of the sales tax, only 50% had to be used to the for the city police.
Well, there's two options of how you can present it to the city public citizens for a vote, and that is to earmark it specifically for public safety, and that would require a two-thirds vote.
Right.
And what the city of Anderson did is they did a general tax increase, and then they did the advisory initiative that would advise what you should spend the money. So I'm in favor of looking at the more specific targeted goal of public safety. And the public has very much the right to make a decision about whether that tax is approved.
Okay. Privatization.
Mm-hmm.
We've privatized some of the industry here in town. The library's been privatized. Parts of REU have been privatized. Do you believe the privatization can be used in different aspects of the city here?
Well, absolutely. In fact, one of the examples, additional examples, is the Civic Auditorium. You know, the city was faced with really, I think, one of the hardest choices because it is it's a valued asset, and it brings in business. It brings in members, you know, the visitors to our community who spend money here. But it was taking too much money out of the general fund, you know, out of the...
Over $1 million a year.
Yeah, out of the budget. And I think what we have is a win-win situation for the city of Reading, and it's a good model.
Where else could you see privatization working here in the city? They've done studies and said, oh, this won't work, but it was the city people doing asking about privatization of their jobs. So where do you see that there could be some privatization?
I can tell you I'm not an expert on privatization, but I do support doing studies to we absolutely need to make cost-benefit analysis. So what you know, doing the study is important because, I mean, I couldn't tell you what it takes to do certain jobs, but if somebody does the
research. You would
support
spending the money, though, on finding places where we could privatize and save money, though?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, I have no problem with that.
No, but it has to, you know, we have to establish what the parameters are. I mean, what are the costs and the benefits that we
Absolutely.
Would look at for entering into any proposed change?
Okay. You would support, and let me go back to this tax, you would support a sales tax increase if it was for public safety only, or just a percentage going to public safety?
No, public safety only. From what I see now, that's the highest priority.
Okay, so if, like in Anderson, 50% of the money will go to public safety, but the other 50% goes into their general fund.
You know, I think the city of Anderson, you have to give them credit for, you know, putting it out there. And that's what I would say is what we would do is we give it to the citizens to make the decision on whether they want to support the tax, give the parameters, city council would set the parameters. You know, in Anderson, maybe they have decided that there are other high priorities. For Reading, I think the one I choose to support the most is
public safety.
Public safety.
Okay, we've got only 5 minutes left. REU. Bought a new building for like what, $10 million, and then spending $10 million to refurbish it. Is that something you would have supported?
That would have been a really tough one. The vote I would have supported before that was to buy the building across the street, which was for far less money and a lot more convenient. I was at the city council meeting when the presentation was made about the having researched what options there were out there for buildings for the size that they needed. It is a long way away from downtown, which we're used to having the convenience of having REU in the same building with the other public services.
It took them a long time to get REU under control and put them into that building.
Oh.
I mean, from what I understand, just way before me.
Yeah, and
now we're moving them out on Airport Road, where they're kind of their own entity out there. I mean, is that the way we want that?
Well, the decision's been made, with information that I did not have all the information that was part of the research and the studies that were done. I think we need to go forward making the best of the circumstances that that we have. And there's oversight on REU and the city council, with the city council. So I think we need to, keep our eye on it. But, we have some of the cheapest rates in the state. And compared to living outside of the city of Reading, the rates are much higher than right here in the city of Reading.
Well, I understand that. They're double. PG&E is double what we have here in some cases when I look at it. But I also know is that any organization that doesn't have it's paid for by taxpayers' money needs a lot of oversight. And
okay.
I just, when I see them move out like that, I wonder about where is the customer service that's coming. And I would hope our city council could weigh in on something like that for those people that need it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, last couple minutes. Tell us why we need to vote for you, Kristen.
Well, Carl, I really appreciate giving me the opportunity and the other city council members the opportunity to come in and share who we are and why we're running for city council. You're right. There are a lot of important issues the city council needs to address, the specific issues with homeless. We also even haven't touched on, and maybe you'll get that at one of your future invites back, is, looking at infrastructure. We have potholes. We have long-term, very aged systems for our water distribution that needs to be addressed. So we need to look at a lot of other things besides, things that are right in front of us. I have been part of the community for born and raised here. I'm very proud of that. My husband and I raised our two children here. Very proud of that. Our great education system. So, but we can improve. Everything that we have now, we can make better. And my experience in working in the community for all these years and my work on my school board in governance really gives me a lot of experience and skills and training that I think are particularly useful, and I can be a very effective city council member. I can get the job done, and I'll be there hitting the ground running.
Okay. I don't know if this is fair. Somebody just threw this last question in about how much time we have, Bob?
About a minute and a half.
About a minute and a half. No, it's not fair. I'm not going to throw this out.
Okay.
Well, it's about whether you support something, and it's going to take you longer than a minute to answer this, and that wouldn't be fair. But I'll get you next time on it.
Okay. Thank you.
And I will add this to the rest of the questions. There's a good question that comes in every day that I add to the next person.
Okay.
So, but you'll see it again. Now, we're going to have you all back on in September and again in October. Same kind of format. And one time I'd like to get all of you together and get an audience someplace and over at our access channel and just have people be able to ask you a question, and it's not a debate, but just have you all in one spot.
Well, I think it's very helpful for you to invite all of us, give us the opportunity. You have questions that you yourself have. You get questions through your online.
A lot of questions, yeah.
A lot of questions, and dialogue is important. We need to be working together. We need to be thinking about how to solve our problems.
Okay, Kristen Schrader, thank you very, very much for being here. Tomorrow, Brent Weaver will be with us on Wednesday and Thursday, Francie Sullivan, Friday, Patrick Jones, next Monday, Michael Quinn. If you've got questions, if you've got ideas, if you just want to find out what they're thinking and their plans for the future if they are elected, this is the place to do it. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. What are you?
At the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Israel agreed to it, but Hamas did not, and so a ceasefire plan for Gaza has collapsed. As Israel held its fire, terrorists launched scores of rockets at the Jewish state, forcing Israel to strike back. Secretary of State Kerry says Israel has the right to defend itself, and he says Hamas terrorists endanger the very people they claim to be fighting for.
Innocent lives of civilians whom they hide in buildings and use as shields and put in danger. That is against the laws of war. And that's why they are a terrorist organization.
Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen tells Congress there is an economic recovery, but it has a way to go, and the central bank will keep propping up the economy for the foreseeable future. Also at SRNnews.com, Florida Republican legislative leaders say they will not appeal a court ruling that says the state's map for congressional districts is